Bava Basra Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Basra Bavli, Dav Vav, we begin in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yossi Omer im Onad Vagada HaRavius Megagrin Alav Esakol, and we learn in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi says that if Shimon then fenced in the fourth side, we roll onto him the expense of all the other three sides. Rav Huna Amar Megagrin Alav Pshutoi Shel Koisel. Rav Huna says we roll onto him payment of the cheaper materials used in the other three walls. On Daf Beis Amad Aleph, and it's the fifth line with the word Ad Kadoin. Ad Kadoin La'ochoi La'rachboi. Until now we've been discussing the height of the wall, that it has to be 4 amas. What about the thickness? Rav Yasser Koisel Chotzer Le'Nase El Hatzillai. Rav Yasser says, because the purpose of the wall is to prevent Hezek Re'ir, which is the damage of one neighbor peering at the other, then the thickness only needs to be enough to prevent that. Savin Meimer She'im Rotzer Le'Kois Einem Mekar. Now the question is, since no particular thickness was stated, and the Chacham suggested that even a very thin wall would suffice, but the problem is that it can't support a roof, which is unlike the Mishnah. Rav Yosi Rebun Tipata Alidei Meroshav. And Rav Yosi Rebun answers, although its walls can't support a roof, it could have strong beams that can support a roof.